AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The questions remain from President Trump's phone call over the weekend with the Secretary of State in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Raffensperger is a Republican. He says he is doing his job counting the votes.
I wish it would have gone the other way, but my job is to be the scorekeeper, and that's how it should. And so next time we have a race for president here, Republicans are going to have to do a better job of raising money and turning out the vote.
President Trump will be in Georgia tonight. Tomorrow, there are two Senate runoffs with majority in the Senate on the line. Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia.
The Republican Senate majority could be the last line of defense to preserve all that we've done to defend this nation, revive our economy, and preserve the God-given liberties that we hold dear.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the coronavirus vaccine effort got off to a slow start, but that is changing.
From this point on, 7 days a week, 24/7 has to be the attitude and the approach. We're going to do that in the public sector. We need our private sector partners to do the same.
Dr. Lee Riley with the University of California School of Public Health says the coronavirus situation is bad there, and it's not going to get better.
We anticipate that the cases are going to continue to increase over the next month because of the holidays we just had. And so, yeah, we're really facing a crisis situation here.
A prosecutor says the pharmacist in Wisconsin accused of intending to destroy coronavirus vaccine doses did it because he believed they were not safe. The world's richest person, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, made the single largest charitable contribution in 2020, according to the Chronicle of Philanthropy's annual list of top donations, a $10 billion gift that is intended to help fight climate change. Stocks are deep in negative territory on Wall Street. This is AP News. The NCAA announced all men's college basketball tournament games, including the Final Four, will be played in Indiana.
After being wiped out last year due to COVID-19, the NCAA has announced that all 67 men's basketball games, including the Final Four, will be played entirely in Indiana. There will be games on two courts inside Lucas Oil Stadium, but it'll be one contest at a time. There are other venues in the state that will be used as well, but most contests will be played in Indianapolis. No word yet on how many fans may be allowed inside the venues. I'm Shelley Adler.
The day after the end of the NFL's regular season, today is the day the unemployment rate goes up. The LA Chargers fired coach Anthony Lynn, and the Jacksonville Jaguars fired coach Doug Marrone. The New York Jets announced yesterday their coach Adam Gase is out. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. Ed Donahue, AP News.